Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is a Roifield Brown production. Find others on iTunes.
All right. Yeah, I know.
In an uncertain world, there is always music that can be listened to in good company. Welcome to Friday 15, the show where we speak to friends and interesting people to the backdrop of great tunes and allocate 15 minutes to both.
Why are you even telling me? It's not like I don't know. Repeating all this history, running in circles like I got no place to go.
Today we speak to Cleveland Brownie, one of the godfathers of dancehall, about his new album with the In-Crowd, who reformed after some 30 odd years. We start the show with the genre-bending Candeza, with a track People that fuses drum and bass with just a hint of reggae.
Your kingdom come, cannot get away from the burning sun. When the fire will go blaze, you better change your ways. But we don't stand a chance at all.
London town.
After 30 years, you've decided to recreate the In-Crowd. Why, Simply Cleavy?
The In-Crowd left the scene suddenly. I would say rather suddenly. During the turmoil, years of political violence and all that in Jamaica, late 70s, 1980 elections and so. Some members just threw their hands up and said, oh, we're moving to the States. And the band was left without a bassist, a key element to the sound of the In-Crowd, and one of the saxophonists, Llewellyn Chan. They all became employed in the States, very important persons. Llewellyn Chan becoming vice president for interactive services at Sony, and it seemed as if that was it for the band.
You know, the thing that I always, when I think about the In-Crowd, is for me, it actually had quite a British sound, a British reggae sound. It was very much kind of lover's rock. Would you say that was the case, or, you know, describe the actual sound of the band back then?
Yeah, it was a combination of that. We did pursue that sort of sound, and Phil Callender was the main writer. That is what he liked. It's his persona coming out in music. He was the main writer in the group. So we could continue to write in that way, but those persons who had migrated from Jamaica were very key elements in capturing a certain feel. The bassist was Phil's brother, And, you know, Jamaica is sort of a melting pot of different influences. Phil and Tony, the bassist, were born in Panama. And, you know, they moved to Jamaica. And I think there was some amount of Latin flair to their music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the chord progressions and all that. And then it fit in well in the lovers rock scene in the UK. But we felt that we left our audience without any form of explanation as to what happened. And we see this as an opportunity to now do that. You know, and the album is going to be entitled Look At Me Now. With the technology available today, you know, we did not need to move the guys who had moved to the States to Jamaica. We were able to utilize modern technology to capture the recordings.
So the band members that moved to America still contributed to the album while still being in America?
Yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's what I really love with the technology available today. I mean, through a simple email,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can transfer files and you know, actually record and produce those persons over the miles and then put everything together. And I myself as producer was amazed at the results,
mm-hmm.
because you would never know that everything wasn't tracked together. You know, there was one case where the bassist came to Jamaica for a few weeks and we got some live recording done, but some of the work actually was done over the miles through the internet.
So before we kind of touch on, or let's say delve into the new album and specifically the track Materialize, which we're going to listen to in a little while, just remind us of some of those big in-crowd songs of the late 70s.
Well, We Play Reggae, I think, was the one that first brought attention to the group. Then we had His Majesty's Coming, another popular one. Backyard, a lot of people would know Backyard as well. That was recorded when the group signed with Island Records in 1978.
And how did you guys feel signing for Island? Because at that time, Bob Marley would have been there. You know, Island was the big international reggae label. Was it a case of international stardom is beckoning? You know, how did you feel? You know, when you'd penned that contract.
Well, that was like a dream come true for us. And for most Jamaican acts at the time, a major label is what would have cemented their success, that opportunity to get marketed in a more vigorous way. Unfortunately, with the turn of events in Jamaica, as I mentioned earlier, the political turmoil, you know, the group had to split up because these members insisted that they were leaving Jamaica.
Mm.
You know, it was a time when really a lot of guns were barking, as we would say, and we feared for our lives.
Why didn't you leave? And obviously you not leaving Jamaica had a profound effect on the history of Jamaican music, because you're synonymous with dancehall. But why didn't you leave?
Well, I tell you, at the time I was still living in my parents' home, and my father actually had sold the house with intention of us leaving. Of course, life is worth more than gold. But then I and my brothers, who are all musicians, decided that looking at what happened when musicians and producers moved out of Jamaica, we didn't like that scenario that we saw. You know, it's like you lose a little of that sunshine in the music.
Mm-hmm.
It's synonymous with our culture. There's somehow a little difference in the feel, and it became not so much Jamaican, you know. So for us, Backyard was where it was really happening, if you wanted to retain and capture that feel. So we made that sacrifice, and we told our dad, no, we don't want to leave. We're staying here for the music. And he had to, you know, he was always accommodative of our views. I mean, even back in the days when we decided we wanted to be musicians,
mm-hmm.
most homes in Jamaica, they would say, "You're mad? Which musician?" I wanted to be a lawyer or a doctor or something like that. But how many lawyers and doctors can we have? You know, the music is also very important. So we stuck through it. And, you know, as my bassist in the studio one band, when I worked in studio one band, he always said, every rope has an end. You know, and that rope of violence did have an end. And we managed to survive through it.
And the history and the legacy of Jamaican music is thankful that you didn't leave. Right now, we need to kind of segue to Material Eyes. So this is one of the tracks from your new album. Now, before we play it, you're singing on it, and I always thought you were a drummer. So tell us about that journey from singing to drumming to singing again, and then tell us about Material Eyes before we play it.
Well, I recorded my first song, The Brownie Bunch, my brothers and I, in 1972. And I was the lead vocalist on that recording. But it was devastating for me when my voice broke. At age 13, you know, the voice started changing. And I could not sing that lead part anymore. My brother Danny took over lead. Mm-hmm. But all those years, I really had wanted to sing again. But I moved on to learning trap drums. And having learned trap drums, I started recording sessions as a drummer and also joined bands as a drummer. And many of the bands I was in, I ended up doing backing vocals, not really up front lead, because they had members that could step out front, like Phil Callender and so on, Errol Walker in the In-Crowd. And I remained on the back burner for many years. But now, full circle, I would say. I mean, I'm the producer on this new In-Crowd album, and I'm grateful for that opportunity. You know, with the In-Crowd, a band that before I became a member, I admired so much, and now doing lead with the In-Crowd is incredible for me.
I think one of the big movements of music in the age of the internet and the download is the fact that albums have kind of been deconstructed now. How important is it for you to actually have this as a track within an album?
I look at the albums today, because in fact it's a singles market, you know, but compiled singles creating an album. Mm-hmm. You know, so we try to have every song have the appeal and the level of expertise that you would put into going at making a hit single. You know, and that's when you know you have a good album, when every song can be seen as a single. And Materialize is one of those.
Fancy clothes and jewelry in your mind. You want to fly to London and Paris, Rome and Buenos Aires. In your heart, you want to climb. And it's not so hard to see, the best things in life are free, like sunshine and rain. Chasing after the wind, you're looking for a pretty car, big houses, fancy clothes and jewelry in your mind. You want to fly New York and then Paris, living life like the Tapanaris. In your heart, you want to find the biggest diamond in the world. Just might get you your dream girl. Just remember, when true love's within, she'll be there through thick and thin. She won't need no fancy car, she won't need no house on the hill. She may wanna dress up for you, but the bling bling ting don't matter no way. Like the pretty cars, big houses, fancy clothes and jewelry in the to fly. Materialize.
so hard to see. The best things in life are free, like sunshine and rain. I'm sure we'll be there time and time again. You're trying so hard to find the treasures within your mind. Will true happiness come in your chasing after the wind? You're looking for a pretty car, big houses, fancy clothes and jewelry. In your mind, you want to fly. Hong Kong, Rome and Dubai, now you're aiming for the sky.
For people that kind of don't even know of your career, obviously you had you're famous for your collaboration with Steely, so Steely and Cleavey, and you helped define the sound of Jamaican music from the mid 80s onwards. Listening to this track and obviously the In Crowd's output, it's a very traditional sounding reggae track. Is that a very kind of conscious move for you to go away from the dancehall things and maybe to go back to your roots?
Yeah, the thing about it, you know, some of the songs that we have had that hit the US Billboard charts and the charts in the UK were not dancehall, they were reggae. So we never, although we ventured into something new, mm-hmm. you know, we never ever strayed away from reggae. Steely himself now was a member of the Roots Radix band as well. That was a very popular band, playing a number of tracks for Gregory Isaacs, the John Jalas catalog. With the In Crowd coming out of the acoustic era, you know, I wanted to retain some of that element in the group, but incorporating alongside modern recording styles and new sounds and things like that never existed back in the day, you know. And I think we were successful at getting that done the right way, you know. But of course, I will always be Cleavey, you know, and the Steely and Cleavey sound is a part of me, mm-hmm. you know. But the In Crowd production was directed as a dancehall song. A matter of fact, on the In Crowd album, there's no dancehall song as such. It's all reggae. And we have to produce in a way today that it appeals to not just my generation, but the now generation, mm-hmm. and the generation to come. So we try to make timeless music.
Just before we start to wrap things up, obviously in the 80s and the 90s, etc., when you were at your pomp, Steely and Cleavey with a house band of King Jammies. How is the King? How's Jammy doing?
Oh, he's doing well. He's good. still living like a king. What do you find, though? I should mention this, mm-hmm. that some of those producers who also had their hand in as sound system DJs and so, full circle again. I think that he has found his love for that. So he still plays occasionally with his sound system. Mm-hmm. Steely and Cleavey also had owned the Silverhawk sound system. And before Steely passed away, he had asked me to bring back the sound. You know, and we are doing that. You know, we're getting back into the sound system thing, which I think is sort of like the days when Cox and Duke Reed had mm-hmm. their sound systems. It was used as a conduit to communicate your new work to the masses, and as a tester as well. You could know if the people didn't react well to it when you played it as a special before release. You know, you had to go back in the studio and do something that would connect with the masses. Mm-hmm. So Jammies is doing that as well, and we'll be definitely bringing back the Silverhawk sound on the road.
Well, that is good news for all. When can we expect the album to be released?
Second quarter of this year. We're just mastering now. We're at that stage. The album is complete, and we have chosen 14 tracks, you know, with an extra bonus, this is quite a bit on today's standards. So it will actually be 15 songs. There's a tribute song to our saxophonist who passed away a few years ago, Egbert Evans. Other saxophonist who lives in the United States, he did a tribute song to Eggy.
Cleavy, thank you for coming on to Friday 15. If somebody wants to follow your progress, can you just give us the name of your website?
Oh, it's steelyandcleavy.com. You know, and you can email us at steelyandcleavy@gmail.com.
Thank you, Mr. Brownie. I'll look forward with anticipation to the release of your album in, what, about 3-4 months' time?
Yes, yes. All right, and I'm sure it should make up for those last years that our fans did not hear from the In Crowd. Incredibly, though, we find that the now generation locking into that sound. My children are actually a good tester. Mm-hmm. And their friends, and they find this sound amazing. They have recognized a specific style, which is important, that we don't sound like everybody else. And you know, it's a real please that this one will be a smash hit.
You heard it here first, everybody. Born in LA, Beck is a multi-instrumentalist. Wow was released in 2016 and is the second single from his upcoming album.
Wanna move into the fool's gold room? Women pose for the animal jewels. All the rules that you choose to use to get loose. With the luminance moves. Cell phone to your demons, nothing.
Richard David James, aka 8Vex Twin, has been one of the most influential and idiosyncratic musicians since the 1990s. Here is Cal Kurt is a Twin. This week's Friday 15. Remember, please go on to iTunes and write us a little review, because we need to get up those iTunes charts. You can contact me by sending me an email, where I'm quite simply royfield@gmail.com. Follow our page on Facebook. You can go there and just type in Friday 15 and you can see the progress of the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. We'll be right back.